Hey Seahap sisters,
it's your virtual sisters Bianca aka BB,
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat,
and your girl Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth and sisterhood.
Hey guys,
hello, we are back.
Season five.
Yes,
Season five. We are here.
Ooh.
And
this is very...
The air is heavy.
Different. The air is heavy. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This is an emotional one, actually.
It is.
A very different episode.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you've all seen on our socials.
Yes. For those who haven't seen our socials yet, then, boy, sorry. Well, you're going to hear it here, aren't you? Really?
Yeah.
So if you don't know what we're talking about yet, I will get to it. But firstly, thank you guys for... just supporting us on our break for season four. You know, a lot happened this year. Shade got married. Mm-hmm. And so many other things happened. Jo did her TED talk, which was amazing.
Yes.
There's just so many things going on. So we had to just have a break for the summer, which actually, I think this has been our shortest break yet. Because usually our breaks are like 3-4 months.
I know. Yeah.
We take a long time.
Long breaks. But listen, we can't come kill ourselves out here. We have to, you know, sometimes life is just life in.
Mm.
But we hope you guys enjoyed the last season and we are here for our final season, guys.
Final season.
As in, like, this is it.
This is it. Michael Jackson, this is it.
This is She's in a Pod, the final season.
The final season, season five. It's,
I
don't even know where to start.
How does everyone feel? Oh, gosh.
How does everyone feel? Is that what you're asking?
I don't even know where to begin. Like,
I know.
What do you start with you? How do you feel?
Do you know, how do I feel? I think half and half. Like, part of me is like, oh, is this real? Like, is this actually ending?
Yeah.
So I guess I'm still like in a bit of, is it shock or denial? I'm not sure. It's like a weird sort of space. But then I'm also sad, obviously, because we've been together for how many years now? Like
at this point,
four.
I think the pod's been going for 3.5, but we've been on this journey. For
yeah,
years
exactly.
Together.
So we started the podcast in 2019.
We've been
together for a long time. So a lot of memories.
Yeah.
It's been a journey. So it's sad in that sense, but then also, which, you know, we'll go into later on, I'm also sort of grateful for the opportunity. What about you, Shade?
It's very sad. It's sad, but I think I've come to just kind of accept that this is, you know, a phase that's now come to an end, a season rather, that's come to an end. And I love the fact that it's ending gracefully, it's ending well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, nothing has happened.
Yeah.
No drama.
None of it.
No fight.
None of that.
It's just, you know, a season that's come to an end.
Yeah.
So I feel quite sad because obviously we've learned so much together. We've built so much together. We have built like a community. We've also built a really beautiful friendship.
Yes.
So, you know, I just hope that doesn't
diminish,
and that, you know, doesn't fade away and fizzle. But I feel okay. I'm
sound
accepting
sad.
It.
Do you know what? It's weird because we're actually saying it out loud.
No,
I
think because we're like saying it out loud.
Yeah,
it feels more real.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, we've been talking about it and discussing
for
and making plans
about
around
6 months.
We've known this for a while, but it being real and actually saying and accepting it does feel different.
Oh gosh.
What about you, Bianca?
Excuse my voice, guys. My voice is croaky. I think it was the aircon.
It's not that she's crying.
You guys will know when I'm crying. How do I feel? I feel sad. I feel excited. I feel proud. I feel, you know, there's a combination of emotions. I obviously feel sad because I'm going to definitely miss this. I'm going to miss spending time with you guys in this capacity.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss, and you know, our friendship will definitely continue, but it's just going to take a different type of energy and a different type of intentionality to make sure that that continues.
Yeah.
And I think that intentionality just has to be a focus point because the friendship was built during the podcast. We didn't have much of a friendship before that. So it's making sure that once the podcast is over, that we're continuing that. So I do feel sad. I feel proud because, for a few reasons actually, because of, I feel like how far we've come. mm-hmm. with the podcast is starting it out in 2018 when podcasting was popular, but it wasn't as popular as it is now, yeah. definitely. And I really didn't care about achieving anything. It was weird. I just wanted to come together and talk. And maybe a few women would listen to us and feel inspired or feel like, oh, okay, there's women out there that are like me. And I feel like we've accomplished that and beyond that, if I'm honest. Feel proud that I feel proud that I'm not like so attached to one thing in my life that I'm not like, when I feel like, okay, a season is ending, I'm not so scared about what's on the other side of it that I'm like, okay. I'm not moving on. Mm. And I think that it takes a lot of guts, but I think because so much change happened in my life over the years, I'm just less attached now to things, even if I feel like, oh my God, I just put so much sweat and blood and tears into this and no, da 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 da. But yeah, I feel proud and I feel excited about what's on the other side of the podcast from all of us. Because I think we can all probably testify to the fact that there are skills and techniques and things we've learned and gained throughout this whole process that we're going to take with us after the podcast.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to seeing how that all manifests. And yeah, a bit scared as well. Like, you know, when something's ended that was a part of your life for such a long time, you're just like, okay, you know, what do I do now? And stuff like that. But yeah, there's many things I'm feeling. Yeah. I think I don't feel like it's real yet because it hasn't finished. I think the moment comes when like it's at the end and we have our last episode, it's the last time we record together and all of that stuff. And it's like the last time we're together in this capacity. I think that's what I'm going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah, because usually like when people end like their podcasts or shows, like that is it. Like you don't hear about it afterwards. Whereas we're still carrying, you know, obviously we still have a season to go. So
exactly.
You're still going to see us for a couple of months.
For a few months. We'll be around, I don't know.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Just know this is it. Yeah. Okay.
This is it.
So I guess final. I'm sure the number one question that's in everyone's heads is, why are we ending?
Why?
If it's not drama, if it's not, you know, anything massive,
if it's not,
why are we actually ending?
Why? So in, this must have been maybe April, March, because I was still in Ghana at the time. I don't know. So I guess there are a lot of personal things that I won't share everything, but what I can say from hindsight or say it in a simple way is I just felt like there was a time for change.
Okay.
With many things in my life, and a lot of things were changing, like physically, and you know, but I did feel like there's also, this year has been a lot of internal change for me. And one of those things has been kind of like knowing, okay, what do I want to do with, you know, my life within the next few years? And I think that there are things that I want to be able to pursue that I think I have to put 100% in. It doesn't mean that there's going to be other things that I can't do simultaneously. But I was like, I feel like this, I didn't know at the time coming into it, but She's in the Pod was definitely like a massive training ground for me. I've been involved in other things before, but I think it was a massive training ground. And I genuinely felt, I don't know if it was God telling me but I just felt, you know, you feel something that like, this is a training ground and now it's time to move on and to actually implement all the things you've learned throughout this season, throughout these last few years, and now put it into the things that, you know, other things that I want you to pursue, things that you kind of been doubting yourself about the past few years or hiding away from or running away from. And so, yeah, I did it. It wasn't like a decision that I came to lightly because I had been thinking about it for months. And I was like, before I go to the girls and I say whatever I need to say, let me make sure that this is just not an irrational moment. And it definitely hasn't been because it's, you know, even since speaking to them, it's nothing that I haven't doubted once that I've made the wrong decision. It's just that you do get a bit scared about what's on the other side.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was it. And then, you know, there's so much more to it I could say, but we'd be here all day. So I came to the girls and yeah, I just told them, this is how I feel. And I did say to them, you know, the podcast doesn't need to end. If you guys want to continue the podcast, you can. And, you know, I'm fine with that. It's not something, it's just I feel like it's time for me to kind of go to another level in just, yeah, who I am and et cetera. And I said to them, you know, they said they'll go away and think about it. And then you guys share your experience of maybe what you were thinking at the time when I came to you. And then like the moment where you did go away and think about it, what made you come to the decision of, okay, do you know what? Yeah, I get it. And I'm going to, we should come to a close.
I think, to be honest, if we just go back, like even before you came to us and sort of, you know, said all of that, I had like an inkling of, you know, do I see this? How long do I see us going doing this for?
Yeah.
So that was always at the back of my head, and purely because of all the other things that I was doing. So as you probably already know, like I had...
Jen's a master juggler.
But I had quite a few things going on. And, you know, as much as I love doing the podcast as well, just as with anything that I'm doing, I like to sort of think not just 6 months in advance, but years in advance. Like, what does this look like for me? How do I fit this in my life and everything? And I think just going back to when we first originally started, I always knew that doing this podcast was, you know, like you already said, it's like a training ground. Like for me, it was to build on my confidence as well. And, you know, again, I've learned so many things. I've met so many people. We've built this sort of friendship. So even before you came to us, I kind of hadn't like a thought. It wasn't something I really thought too deeply about, but I did at the back of my mind think, oh, so how long is this going to sort of go on for? And I was still enjoying it. So obviously when you mentioned it, yes, I was shocked, but at the same time, I got it because I was sort of experiencing that myself where I'm trying to see how things align in my life in a few years' time currently. So yeah, we had a think about it. I don't know how long it took us, like a couple of weeks, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe a couple of weeks.
You know, thought about it. And yes, there's still, you know, there was still that chance and opportunity to carry on as the both of us. But I think as well, and I'm sure you probably touched on that as well, like you had your stuff going on in your life as well. And I think you ultimately came to the decision that it's just come to an end. It's just a season that's come to an end. And for me, I'm not usually I'm the sort of person that once I start something, I have to finish it. I will, it doesn't matter how long it takes me. It doesn't matter how much it takes out of me. And it's not healthy. I know that, but I will continue. But even just sort of listening to you, and you know, we've mentioned it quite a few times, like sometimes a season has to come to an end and it doesn't mean that you're quitting.
Yeah.
And 100%. When I sort of accepted that, it made it easier for me to be like, okay, I can sort of let this go. Definitely. And we can also, you know, not just letting it go, but round it up really nicely. Yeah, so like I said, we still have like a whole season. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think for me, it was just more so about like, what do I see in the future? In terms of for myself, it's not to say that I don't see myself doing this in a different capacity in terms of talking to people, talking to different women. But yeah, it just sort of made sense that this would be the last season. What about you, Shirley?
So for me, when Bianca, you came to us, I had a feeling, I had a feeling because you had said, there's something I want to speak to you guys about.
Yes, yeah.
So I remember you were saying, and then you said, rather than sending it in a voice note, I just think it's best to say it. So I kind of had a feeling, but I didn't obviously want to jump the gun.
Yeah.
For me, I think before, like Jen said, before you announced, it's not like I had a feeling of this is probably going to end soon or how we're going to continue this. But like with anything, you kind of just reflect on the progress of it and you reflect on how it will fit into your life.
Yeah.
So I always knew that I was going to move to Southampton after I got married. So I was already quite nervous about that because I just felt, how can I maintain the consistency of driving 2.5 hours, you know, every 2 weeks or every month? And, you know, as things change in marriage, children come and everything, or let's say we move further, you know, things just change. So I was already starting to have those thoughts. Like, how is this just going to fit into everything? I know we had discussed quite flippantly, we could do, virtual. Because also you were going to be in Ghana.
That was an option.
Bianca, you were going to move to Ghana. So I was already thinking, how are we going to piece all these pieces together? How is this going to work? And we don't want it to be a case where we say that, okay, we're going to try so hard to continue this, but then it kind of just fizzles out.
Because
we're all in different places. Yeah. So then when you told us, and Jen and I were speaking about what you said, yeah, we thought about the idea of having another person. Would that person be?
Yeah.
First of all, no one came to mind. Second of all, it wouldn't really be the same. Getting someone else on the podcast wouldn't have been the same. It wouldn't have been the same vibe. It wouldn't have been She's in a Pod. So that was kind of like, okay, nah. Then we thought of, okay, could we maybe pivot to something else? Which maybe in the future we could. But then that would clash with a lot of what Jen does. Because as you guys know, Jen does a lot of women... more mental health, but women, mental health, career.
Yeah.
And that's naturally the direction that She's the Pod may have gone, something along those lines. So the lines would have been blurred. So then I remember I spoke to my mum about it as well. And she was just like, you know, the season has come to an end and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's good that you guys are amicable. There's no issues. It's not like anything specific has happened. So that kind of gave me peace that, do you know what? Yeah, I think it's time to move on. And now it does kind of make me think, okay, what can I now do to kind of continue this community that we've built and just to continue these skills and the connections that we've made as well, you know, because it would be so sad to just
I don't want to lose that at all.
Yeah, I don't think we will because a lot of people know She's in a Pod. Yeah. And know us for that. So even though we're not continuing in that capacity of a podcast where three of us are on, there are other things that we could do.
Yeah. And you'll still see us around.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. It's, like I said, it's just going to take a different type of energy, not more or less, but just a different type of energy and intentionality in terms of like, but I was reading this book called Dare to Bloom. And it's a really good book. And it's called Dare to Bloom, Trusting God Through Painful Endings and New Beginnings. And just talking about what I've spoken about before, never being so attached to one thing that like when you feel like it's time to move, you're like, no, because I want to stay here. And what happens then is that you stay in something that's overdue or you feel like it's past due, and you're stifling your growth by doing that, by not branching into something new and unknown. And I think that's what it is a lot of times, like we hold on to things. Because for me, this is not quitting. It's not, I've quit this. No, it's like, I know that this is something that was definitely, and like I said, life comes in seasons.
It does.
So whatever I go into next or whatever the other things that I'm pursuing now, even career-wise, in 5 years, 2 years, my life could look very different. And I think that's just what, life has taught me is just, pay attention to when you feel like, okay, now I need a bit of a more of a challenge. I need something different that's going to put me in a different... I'm going to learn new things and I'm going to... And don't get me wrong, I think there's always things I can learn being in She's in a Pod. But I think when there's a certain point where it's like, okay, cool, I need more of a challenge. I need something that's going to push me, that's going to go beyond like how much I fear and all of these anxieties and stuff like that. So yeah, it definitely wasn't an easy decision. And but I'm glad that we're like doing this with... tying a bow on it, like we're doing it
absolutely
in a nicely way.
Yeah.
And the season's going to be, what I love about the fact that we're doing this is that you will be able to see throughout the season, if you compare it to other seasons, just how much we've grown in this whole thing, how much we've evolved as women. Like I was 26 when we started recording, and 25 when I came to you guys, and literally in a couple months I'm going to be 30 years old. I'm going into a whole new decade, and it's weird because I didn't think about the fact that I'm going into a new decade at the time. But a lot of the internal changes that I'm going through, it's weird, it's happening at a time where I'm actually physically moving into a new decade as well.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's definitely not by accident. A lot of it could be God, I don't know. But it's, I'm excited, but obviously scared. And I'm going to miss this. How do you guys feel in terms of, we'll quickly like wrap it up because this was a short episode, but in terms of like your expectations on what podcasting was for you, your expectations on like how we would develop and evolve as a trio, the chemistry, all that. Like, what was your expectations? What has it been? Has it been less, more, different, the same?
I'm not gonna lie, I was scared. I mean,
we know
the backstory, right?
Back to me,
exactly.
Like, to be part of the podcast.
I was a bit hesitant to actually do this, so I was scared.
But I respect it because you took your time to think about it.
Yeah, and you know, I think just throughout, like, you probably hear from the first season.
I don't even listen to it. It's probably so cringe.
It's so embarrassing. So, but sound was awful. You can really see my, like, sort of personal growth. Like, it's taught me to sort of speak up more. It's taught me to work with other people, even if we have our own sort of differences, because at the end of the day, we are individual people.
Yeah,
and even before coming in, doing podcasting, I was so used to sort of doing things by myself, my own way. So then when you have the opinion of somebody else and it's maybe not something that you agree with, it's like, oh my gosh, do I need to step down? And, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's definitely helped me personally. Like, I generally don't think that I would be doing some of the things I'm doing now in terms of public speaking and just be so confident within myself if it wasn't for this podcast. Yeah. There were times even when we were recording or beforehand, I'll tell my friends, oh, Jesus Christ, guys, my heart, my palpitations is too much.
Exactly.
You're just recording. I said, I'm not just recording. Like, you don't understand.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of anxiety and like, definitely, like, even now, I don't have that anymore.
Yeah, that's
like, just talking to you guys, like, that's, we said so many times, like, let's just treat it as just a conversation that we'd have with ourselves without the cameras, without the microphone. So I think it's definitely been like the springboard for a lot of things that I'm doing now, that I'm about to do. And it's just been a positive journey for me, and hence why I'm not so like bugged down about it ending, because it served its purpose.
Yeah, 100%.
And like I said, it's, you know, when did I start? I was 20. I can't even remember.
I
was in my early 20s, right?
23, so maybe.
You've seen me in my, like, and, you know, as you probably know, like, your 20s, there's pivotal moments. So you see me throughout all those pivotal moments and just growing into the woman I am now. So yeah, it's been a great experience, and I 100% do not regret it. And I'm so happy I finally responded.
Girl.
So happy.
Oh, looking good time.
Yeah.
Expectations of podcasting, I didn't really have any.
Yeah.
Did I even answer the question?
Sorry. You did.
So you kind of did. You did.
I was just excited.
Yeah, I hear
you. I was really, really excited because I like speaking anyway, and I love things to do with, you know, women empowerment and encouraging women and things like that. So I was really excited coming into it, jumped on the idea straight away. And I've realized that it's not as easy as it looks. It's really not as easy as it looks.
Consistency and
being consistent. I really respect podcasts that have been consistent, that have delivered quality each time.
Every week as well.
That are exactly weekly, or even if it's every 2 weeks, just like maintaining that consistency and quality. You know, the social media presence is not easy.
It's not easy at all.
It's not easy.
Even talking. I'll be honest, I never used to talk for this long. Like
no, you never.
The act of talking.
Like, if you listen to like two seasons ago, it's like you could just hear me and Sade. And it's like, Jen, like,
I'd be like,
we would actually say, like, I think we'd say in the group chat, like, okay, we have to give an opportunity for Jen to talk more. Or like, no, we would tell you that you have to force your way.
And because, I wasn't used to that because it's like, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
And I remember that. Oh,
you
Jen,
gotta force your way.
I would definitely say Jen's growth has been the most in this, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, you've had the most significant growth, because I remember those conversations so explicitly.
I was so mute.
I felt bad, like, Jen, you need to just speak. Like, just speak. Just don't wait for anyone to finish your point. If you want to speak,
push your way through, babes.
You know, so it's been so amazing. Yeah, it really has. It's been a beautiful journey. Although it's been difficult at some times. Yeah, there was a time Bianca took a break, then it was just Jen and I going to where were we going to?
That one in Peckham.
Guap Studios. Do you remember?
I remember, yeah.
I remember, like, for like a couple of episodes that we had your friend on. Yeah, it's been a journey. It's been a journey. The reality of it is that it's been, when we actually think about how much we've learned, the connections we've made, the presence that we've built, the compliments people give, the fact that people actually listen, the words we've imparted in people. Mm. It's so encouraging. It's what has really kept us going, I think.
100%.
The reviews,
the
fact that we had this distributor reach out to us and say that they wanted to get us on their platform. Yeah. I mean, it shows that, I mean, we clearly got something, you know, that's of quality. So expectations didn't really have much, but the reality is that it's difficult to stay consistent. But I'm glad we have for this long, because it's paid off.
100%.
It's paid off.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think, I don't have any expectations really. I think I knew very little about the world of podcasting when we came into it. So didn't really have any expectations. So in a way, there was no way to be disappointed. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know. If we were doing this and we didn't have the amount of listeners we have, or didn't have the amount of followers we have, or hadn't made that amount of impact, I don't think I would be upset, because I just didn't really, I just wanted to do it because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Simple as. And I think pressure started coming in when we started to receive those accolades, because then when we started to receive those accolades, we then would maybe start comparing ourselves to others.
Guilty.
Guilty of so, that. But it's really important to just have a hyper focus and always remember your why.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, there was definitely a time where it was like, oh my God, okay, we need to keep up with this. It's like keeping up with the Joneses. And it was just like, well.
it started to become.
Yeah. And then you don't enjoy it.
Claustrophobic. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't enjoy it. So it's like, no, let's rewind.
Yeah.
And let's bring it back to basics as to like the fact that, we enjoy it. And then I think the focus changed for me when the friendship became more tight knitted, because then I enjoyed being in you guys' presence more. So it wasn't just like, oh, okay, I'm coming to talk and I'm coming to share things and we're coming to share things with each other. It was like, oh, it did really feel like a friendship, just where we're just having fun with each other. And that made it even more fun. I didn't really have any expectations. I just wanted it to be honest, the one expectation I did have was that we would be very individual and that we would, we'd be very individual and that we'd be like, we just grow as sisters, and that's the way people would perceive us. And I think that one expectation I had, I feel like it's gone beyond that, because I didn't expect people to kind of like have kind of be invested in our community like that, to, you know what I mean, want to come to our events and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like, even though I had a little expectations, the very few I did have was like way beyond. So
it's been a fun ride.
It has. We'll hear more from us throughout the season about different moments in terms of us coming to an end. So this is definitely not the only time we will be kind of dissecting our individual journeys and collective journeys about throughout the podcast. And there'll be moments where we're reflecting back on other seasons, other episodes, which I'm going to really enjoy, because it's going to be very just real to kind of see the evidently see the growth.
Yeah.
When you listen to a podcast and you see moments and see pictures and videos and you're like, wow, okay. So I'm looking forward to that. But guys, I know for a lot of people you're probably thinking, oh no, but we have a lot of things throughout the season.
So many surprises.
Yeah, surprises that we are looking forward to. And so we're going to be ending this very, very well. And we're going to be able to spend some time with you guys throughout the season as well. So just make sure you keep following us.
Yes, please do.
And keep an eye out if you want to turn your notifications on our Instagram. That would be great. So you guys could be alerted as to when we're posting, so you don't miss out on anything, because it's going to be fun. I'm determined to make sure that we enjoy, we have fun.
Yeah.
It's not just like the focus isn't just, we're ending, but we're actually having fun throughout the season.
It will be like, if you guys see the guests that we have coming on and some of the, like I said, surprises. I don't know when we can actually say it, but we've got some stuff in the
next
pipeline.
Couple of months or so. Yeah. We'll start to, let you guys know what's in store.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. I know this was a bit of a very solemn episode. It was very just sober, but we had to come on here and this had to be our first episode. And please, like Jen said, we have a lot of guests coming and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Stay locked in.
And let us know your thoughts as well.
Yes, please.
In terms of, have you had to end something?
Yeah.
And how has that journey been for you? So let us know what you guys think.
Yeah. I would also love to know if we have, like, how She's in the Pod has impacted you at any point in your life. So please send us a DM, because we'd love to use those and share some of those on the podcast throughout the season as well. Maybe we'll do like an official call out for that on our socials or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, thanks for listening to another episode.
Thank you.
She's in the Pod. We love y'all so much.
We do.
We're going to miss you guys, but we're going to enjoy your company.
Yes.
So meet us in 2 weeks for another episode. Shade,
leave us a 5-star rating. Thank you. It helps others to find us. Thanks and God bless.
Yes. Bye. Also, we're on TikTok.
Nice,
so follow us on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. She's the Pod. Shade looks like she used to take a nap.
TikTok.
TikTok, everything. TikTok, Instagram.
And Instagram.
She's in the Pod. And 5-star ratings and ordered it. Mm, all right, so guys.
That was my stomach. Bye. Oh, gosh. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.